Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's your boy Scooter Boy.
And it's your boy Eddie Kane.
And this is the Lunchroom.
Yes. We back. Happy hump day. It is 7/11/18. We back. Lunchroom Radio, we back. Hope everybody had a good holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July for those who celebrate. I really didn't do too much on the 4th. I had some barbecue and this and that. Today's high is 90s. The low is 75. Partial sunshine and humidity. Rain towards the evening, so make sure you put you a rain jacket and some like rubber boots on.
Or unless you're just hot and just want to get rains on because you're so hot.
Period. But y'all know how we start the show. How was your weekend and your week in your holiday, Eddie? What would you do for the last couple weekends?
Since I've been gone, just been getting the radio thing down and everything, getting speaking like how I do here, you know.
Yeah.
Here is more laid back. I've been getting my mixtape's done.
official.
I just gotta
You got a name for it again?
What's Chronicles.
Chronicles. Okay.
I just gotta package it up, let's just say. Yeah, put it in the package.
Official.
That's it.
That's all you've been on?
I rekindled some
awesome love.
No, I'm gonna say some love, but I rekindled a project I was supposed to be done. That was supposed to be done a long time.
I
want to
let y'all know, Eddie's in a different mood, y'all. Y'all ain't noticed it yet, but Eddie's in a different mood. What else you had going on, Eddie?
Besides that, 4th of July, I ate a lot.
Yeah.
I was over at Tycoon's family.
Official.
And that's it.
Official for myself. My album release, June 29th, Reboot. Mm-hmm. It was a big day. A lot of releases, like Drake released his album. I released my album. Nate Millions had a release.
Yep.
There was a lot of dope releases on that day. So shout out to the company on that day, man. I did well. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of streams, a lot of downloads so far. I had a show in Owatonna that same night of my release. It was an all-age show. It was real turned up. It was filling me, man. I really rocked out, man. So shout out to all my fans out there all the time. And they really supported people, man. Like, after the show, they showed me love, you know what I mean? Followed me and everything like that. And they hit me up every day like that. So it's cool, man. Fast forward to work. I just released my Xxxtacion tribute piece.
I seen that.
Dope Cut Clay. If you haven't seen that, make sure you check that out, man. We lost the young prince. So I had to go ahead and make something to tribute him, you know what I'm saying? It is up for sale, so if you are interested in that piece, you know what I mean, you can contact me at scooterboymusic@gmail.com or flightacademyentertainment@gmail.com. But I got some shows coming up. You know, I'll be doing the Shaky Bones Raspberry Island Festival.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'll be performing there July 28th. Come see your boy, Scooter Boy.
Hurt.
I will be live.
Come check it out.
Doing my new album, Reboot. If you haven't heard my album, Reboot, you can get it on Spotify. Shazam. I am a Shazam artist. You can get it on Spotify, Shazam, iTunes, Google Play, wherever, man. But yeah, enough about me. That's my pretty much what I've been on. And 4th of July, I really didn't do too much. I just had a couple barbecues. I had barbecue here and there. And I just relaxed, man. I didn't see no fireworks. And I just chilled, bro.
I stay over north. And
you pop any fireworks?
I didn't have to. Let's just say that. The streets look like a war zone that night. Like, man, everywhere you go, it was just foggy and dust.
You couldn't
even see.
Well, I haven't popped fireworks in so long, man. I forgot the feeling, man. But I do use, smoke bombs in my music video. That's as close as I get to fireworks now.
Yeah, I mean, that's super dope. And plus, like, we I don't know, fireworks, you know, we want the dope ones. If we going to get a fireworks, we for the actually, and you know, they cost.
Right.
One firework that costs like $500.
No doubt.
So, since we bigger kids now, we want the more, you know what I'm saying?
officially, man. But yeah, man, I'm just gearing up for the great week. Man, we got season 4. You don't know, we are in season 4 of The Lunchroom. You want to get an interview, you want your music played, make sure you hit us up at submitthelunchroom@gmail.com. Send us an email properly. Let us know what you want. You want an interview, you want us to play your music. You know, we have a lot of promotional packages we're going to be offering you guys. This season 4 is going to be very, 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 very big. We're trying to do it big, y'all. So we need y'all. Today's topics, we got 50 Cent and Papoose Instagram war. And we're going to talk about Drake's new album. We got some food recipes. We got a couple interviews. And we just got some songs and gossip to talk about all day at the lunchroom.
We have a caller.
From 12 to
2. We got a caller.
We got a caller.
Yo, yo.
Caller, state your name and where you from. You're on the lunchroom live.
It's 9 Trey. Can you hear me?
9 Trey, what's good with you, bro?
9 Trey, what's good?
What's poppin'? And I love the lunchroom, man. I'm just calling up to check in with y'all, making sure y'all all good, man. I didn't even know I was in the queue, though. But, hey, shout out to Scooter Boy. Shout out to that Rebuke album. I'm banging that every day. All y'all that's listening need to bang that every day. I'm telling y'all. Hey, and that Broken Heart, that's my jam, oh, baby. That's my jam.
We got that.
Oh, God. Hey, if y'all can do me a favor and play that for me, I love that, bro. Oh, God, I'll bang it right now. But,
I got you.
On the real stuff, though, hey. I'm tired of Kiki, bro. Kiki need to find Drake, bro. Kiki need to find Drake. Tell him if he loves her or not. Because I'm tired of the song, bro. Tired of the dance. I'm keeping 100. Do you love Drake, bro? Do you love this nigga? That's all I want to know, bro.
That is funny. I've been seeing that. I have been seeing that everywhere.
Oh, man. You too funny,
everywhere.
Man.
Everywhere. Bro, even from the most gangsterish people to the most thuggish, ruggish people, everybody doing the Kiki. Do you love me? Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
I feel it, bro,
yeah,
man.
That's all it is.
Man, love, 9 Trey. We appreciate you calling into the lunchroom, bro. We're going to get that Broken Hearts in rotation for you. I already know it, man.
Man, appreciate that, man. I'm definitely going to listen for it.
Go ahead and let people know what it is that you're doing, where they can find you before you get up out of here, bro. All
right, yo, what's good? It's 9 Trey. On the track, on the beat. You can find me on SoundCloud.com/93Beats with a Z. Catch me on Instagram on 9Trey. Catch me on Facebook at 9Trey. Catch me at your chick crib at 9Trey. All of that.
Hey, bro, before you leave, bro, what's 9Trey having for lunch today? You in the lunchroom. What's on the menu?
Man, I'm trapping, man. I'm trapping like real trappers doing eating some good old ramen noodles. You dig?
There you go.
Oodles and noodles.
Hey, I knew
you
was gonna say that.
Oodles
and
noodles.
Make sure you tune into the live, man, and drop your information on the live as well, man. We love to have you calling in, man. Appreciate the love, broski. We're gonna get you on the show this season. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
EGM Radio, yo, we about to get into this Broken Hearts, y'all hear by your man Scooter right here.
Let's get it. This is my
off
single.
Off the new Reboot.
This is my single, one of my singles on my album, Reboot. It's a single, Broken Hearts. I'm doing something different for my people. Check it out. Lunch Radio. Let's get it.
Me, but I could never tell. Candlelight dinner, such a fairy tale. Emotions got me deep like I'm swimming in wells. Praying on my downfall, wishing I fell. I'm losing my soul, it's like I'm frozen in hell. It's like I'm frozen in hell. Grinding all the time, ain't got no time to waste. Get up on my way. You trying to slow my pace, trying to run my
reboot. Go check that out. iTunes, Spotify, Shazam.
Like that. That's something totally new. I like that.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to do something alternative. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so used to the typical rap. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just wanna show the world that I can do
not just rap.
I'm diverse.
An artist.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a real artist. I can sing, write anything, you know what I'm saying? So it's time to let the world know that I can do this, man. So that's what the reboot is about. Reboot is basically you getting another glimpse of Scooter Boy, who I am and who I want to grow to become. You feel what I'm saying? So if you check that album out, make sure you let me know how you feel about it. Videos are on the way, man. But let's get into...
I know you're doing a video to that.
Oh, man. Videos on the way. Videos on the way. On the way, man. On the way. On the way. On the way. But yeah, man, let's get into this, man. 50 Cent and Papoose Instagram war. What you know about it? What you know about it, Eddie?
Basically, it started off, 50 Cent, he commented on a picture of Reebok, like, oh, she getting skinny. And she was, like,
hey, bro, she didn't get skinny, she got surgery, bro.
Shorty got skinny out of nowhere. Like, wait a minute, she was just thick. Now she's, like, not.
No, she's thick, but she's, like, Coke bottle thick.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying?
It used to be, like, oh, baby fat thick.
Yeah, I liked the baby fat. I always liked the baby fat.
So, back to the story. Go ahead. What were you saying?
And Papoose, you know, he got super mad. Bro, this is Remy. She could, for one, she could defend herself. If she's harder than you, bro, like it was just not a good... I would have sat back. For one, right now at this time...
Are you a Papoose hater, though? Are you a 50 Cent?
I'm a 50 Cent fan all the way.
Oh, man. See,
all the way. The only person I didn't like...
Talking,
hold
man.
Up. The only person I didn't like who he was going at, and I was like... Come on, bro. It was Cameron. Like, that was my guy right there. Like, Cameron's my guy. That was the only beef. But anybody who he said like had problems with,
so you don't,
like,
you don't
think, get up that nigga.
So you don't think the jab that Pat Poose threw at 50 Cent valid at all?
Oh, it was.
See?
But at the same time, 50 Cent clapped back and said, "Look, nigga, talk to me when your wife ain't paying all the bills."
The wife ain't paying all the bills, man. Papoose is getting a check some way, somehow. I don't believe it, man.
I'm sorry. I ain't lying. If I was Pap, I would be like, okay, we got to get in the ring and box after that because you just came at my manhood.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, man.
He said, "Wife, when your wife paying all the bills?"
I don't know.
And the thing is, I ain't going for 50-50, so he'll make a cartoon.
So do you think Papoose writes any of Raymond's music?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Not even that. I wouldn't care. They're married. Why not? You know, Papoose is a great writer.
No, why not?
It's just like, Tayon.
Well, you said Papoose is a great writer. I saw you bashing Papoose, though.
Yeah, Tayon, I never really liked him. I never really liked him. You know why? He's just... I don't know. He has that same voice. Kind of like two. He has that too short. He has that too short. That
too
same.
Short, no, bro. Too short's dope.
Okay, he is dope.
Too short.
But it's like, man, that same old flow.
My thing with Papoose is he doesn't. His flow and his wordplay is dope, but it doesn't take me anywhere with the music.
That's what I'm saying. That's another thing. And plus, I'm still bitter from 2006. When everybody was hyping this man up, he gonna be the next big thing in rap. I remember everybody talking about it. He gonna be the next big thing, and then all of a sudden he appear on a Busta Rhymes Touch remix. So I'm like, oh, you know, okay, he's gonna come out with some heat.
That was hot steam, Mike, on front. That was hot steam.
I'm talking about they.
Jeff was the Jeff was the Shivers. Who the?
That's why I said the rap Lonzo Ball.
No.
They hyped that man up so hard. Who's the rapper Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo Ball's dope, though.
No, I'm talking about as far as somebody hyping him up, and then he finally gets in the game. It's like, man.
Oh, his dad did him dirty, though. That's sad. But yeah, man. We're going to get into a song. What song are we going to get into, man?
Well, there's a lot of songs that came out over the...
Who's out there doing the Kiki Challenge, man? Tag your Kiki Challenge to the lunchroom. We want to see that. Tag the lunchroom to Kiki Challenge. That's off of Drake.
In
My Feelings.
And speaking of In My Feelings, I think we got that song. So
we can play a little
bit. We might as well get into that.
You do the challenge? Did you do the challenge?
I'm going to do it.
it got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get to the top and I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump. That
more music at HiddenNaja.com.
I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Front of block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Two bad bitches and we kissing in a way. Kissing, kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Babe, I show 'em how the net work. For that Netflix to chill. What's your net worth?
Cause I want you and I need you and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you. Down for you. Down for you always. Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from a...
Two chains. VIP my squad. Drop off all the games. VIP the lane. VIP the chain. VIP my squad. Drop off all the games. VIP the lane. VIP the chain. Yeah, follow alert. Little bit of bitch on color alert. Yeah, follow alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a murder. Yeah, topic come first. I with the baby gon' birth. With it. Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my first. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new pal. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Yeah, little nigga, who are you? Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
Chain so big, shoulda came with a kickstand. Fuck with me, I got a real chain on the hit, man. Barely came up out the mud like quicksand. Barely. I show you how to get meals, nigga, that's a meal plan. Now, yeah, Winnie alone. Cartier braces on all of my arms. Yeah, halo my son, in the wheelchair and I still perform. I don't make excuses, you know that I'm hungry and still got a juice. You set a dog like a Cleo, I set a dog like a Boost.
Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a murder. Yeah, topic come first. I with the baby gon' birth. With it. Yeah, I bought a clan, then one of my births. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Yeah, little nigga, who are you?
Who you?
Must be bulletproof.
Hey, yo. Drake's been killing it since he dropped the album.
That is what's next on topic. Drake and the new album. So let's talk about that. Drake and a new album, man.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the full album yet.
I've listened.
But I have to say, listen to the whole complete thing.
When I'm on Spotify.
Yeah.
I got through that. My homegirl's over, and she's like, you know, put that on, I want to hear it. So I was forced to listen to it.
Right.
Now, this is my critique. It's one of them albums. It ain't like his first four where you just listen to it. Right. He's starting to make you got to listen to it more than once to actually,
that's what I'm supposed to be.
You know what I'm saying? You to actually catch on. Now, it has a lot of singing. Let's just say if you're a rap fan,
you ain't gonna like it.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
You're not going to like it. But if you like the old Drake, like the singing Drake, that's Drake that he's known for. Yeah,
okay.
You're gonna like it. He has a song that's kind of eerie called "Mob Ties."
Oh yeah, he's crazy talking. I heard that.
Yeah, let's just say it kind of nobody ain't really paying attention
so
to the.
What's the most? stand out a song that fits Eddie Kane's world that's from Drake?
Mob Ties. Mob Ties. When I heard that out the whole album, I was like, hey, this bang, but I think he has something to do with that XXX murder. I don't know. But that song just like, I don't know.
A lot
it's
of people
weird.
Are speculating that, man. That's crazy. Man, we'll be talking about that more later in the segment today. So stay tuned. We'll be covering more information about the XXX Tapio's murder as well. So it's crazy you said that, bro. But yeah.
Your man went platinum that day.
Oh yeah. And he looked at 10 billion streams in an hour. He was doing that every hour, 10 million streams.
10 million every hour.
10 million, excuse me, y'all. 10 million streams in an hour. Every hour he was doing that.
That's crazy. That means most of the world was listening to that CD on that day.
Everybody listened to that CD on that day, except for me. I listened to Reboot.
There you go. That I woke up and went on Spotify on the PS4.
Yeah.
And immediately added it to my playlist.
Right.
And I always go through shuffle.
Yeah.
So a lot of your songs and Mr. Mayhem songs come up while I'm playing the game.
Oh, that's love.
That's why I haven't heard the whole thing of Reboot.
Right, right.
But my homegirl, put on that Drake, put on that Drake. All right, man. What up, dog?
Man, but yeah, shout out to Jenny Drake, man. You breaking records. You set records, man. The album is apparently is dope. I
on the top 10, on the top 10, he's on like almost every song on the top 10 right now.
Pretty lit.
Even, I think it's the whole album almost,
yeah,
but
man.
Some features.
Today's national days are National Blueberry Month, National Anti-Boredom Month, Unlucky Month for Weddings, National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Ain't not around here. I remember back in the day when you had, man, and people used to be like, hey, bro, let me use your phone. But like, bro, you going to have to make it quick.
Mm.
And I put it in my phone, I'm coming right here quick.
Yep.
It's National Hot Dog Month, National Ice Cream Month, and National Picnic Month. But we don't say that. We say, what do they call it? What's the proper term to say picnic? So let's say picnic, that means picking nigga.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I never really use the word.
So
like, let's
say outside eating.
Yeah, I never say picnic anyway. That's like kind of like, I wouldn't say like.
You start saying barbecue.
That's kind of bougie. I say cookout. We're going to have an eat out.
Yeah, National Eat Out Day.
There you go.
We're going to switch it up. National Eat Out Day. Today, Cheer Up the Lonely Day, National Blueberry Muffin Day.
Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Oh, that's okay.
World Population Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man.
World Population. The World Population Clock shows that there are over 325 million people in the United States and 7.4 billion people worldwide. It's estimated that the world's population could reach 9.7 billion people by 2050 and over 11 billion by 2100.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know what that means?
Somebody's going to die.
It's too many people on this earth.
People's
going to
die.
Oh, we just got to, you know, build on different planets. You know, the moon is right there. Why can't we go on the moon, NASA?
National Blueberry Day. I'm
going
to have blueberry day.
Why can't we go on the moon, NASA? You know we can't just go roam on the moon. I believe there's something up there why we can't go on the moon. And they ain't telling us.
You know what?
It has to do something with the moon, bro. The moon controls the tides and everything.
It's money on the moon, that's why.
Money on the moon. No, there's some dude on the moon like, hey, I get the hell off my property. That's what it is. Some old white man with a picket fence. Like, yo, you got to get it, bro.
We don't get into the rest the other day. It's very trailer trashy.
Oh, you bogey.
But hey, it is National Hot Dog Month.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it's only right. Recipe of today is drum roll.
Brum, dum, dum.
Hot dog slushy recipe. Hot dog slushy recipe. This is a 21 plus drink. 21 plus beverage, but you can make it without the alcohol.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that would be worse. I probably wouldn't drink anyways, but here's the recipe, y'all. He says, boil hot dogs in water. Take the hot dog water, freeze it in ice cube.
In an ice cube tray.
Yes. Once frozen, place in a blender, add beer and blend.
So the hot dog water... Throw the hot dog water ice cube,
yeah.
Put it in the blender,
yeah.
Add some beer,
yeah,
and
then
blend it up.
once frozen in the blender, in the beer, take the straw and push it through the middle of the hot dog to create a
hot
dog.
Get a hot dog, push a straw straight through it to make a hot dog
straw. Take the rim of the margarita or glass, dip it in ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard all around here, bro.
Fill and enjoy.
With the beer and ice cube,
yeah.
Hot dog.
Slushy. Drop your little hot dog straw in there and enjoy. Would you eat it?
Hell no. Nah.
That's some trailer trash. Come on, Danny. Little Joe. Big Joe.
Yeah.
Big Toe. Everybody. Come on in, y'all.
Yeah, that's mad. I don't know, man. That's freaking horrible.
For real. They're gonna have like a slop slushy soon, like all your leftovers just blended up with some beer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's just say I ain't eating none of that shit. I ain't eating no hot dog water. I ain't, man, look here.
All
right. I ain't going. But where can we go to find a fire hot dog right now?
If
it's a hot dog, that actually sound good as hell.
I mean, I kind of want to grill today, honestly. I feel like Portillo's has good hot dogs. You have Portillo's?
I've heard. Where in the hell is Portillo's? Where?
There's Maple Grove and Woodbury.
Bam, there you go, Maple Grove. I've seen it in Maple Grove. I'd never be in Maple Grove, but I see it.
Man, let's get to the food reviews, y'all. We got Ruffles Jalapeno Ranch Ruffles.
Anybody that knows me.
I've never had them before, though.
They all, this flavor is always at my house. Always.
How we do it? Take a chip. 1, 2, 3, snack. This nigga took a whole stack. Not spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But jalapeno flavor, it's fire.
I was just waiting.
That's a hit. Ruffles, ranch jalapeno, that's a hit.
I told you. I heard a couple people, I had a couple people taste these at my house, and they're like, ugh. I'm like, where?
Those are good.
But at the same time, they actually like wrap snacks.
Not those, but the hot dog slushies.
Hey, look here, man. Get out of here. All right. Get on with somewhere with that, man. All
right, man. We're going to get some more music, man. That was the food reviews and the recipe of the day. Don't forget, y'all, it is National Hot Dog Month. So if y'all want to feel free to try that recipe, let us know. Post your videos. Post your pictures. Let us know at the lunchroom. Tag us so we can see how it came out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to try it, but I want y'all to, so y'all can tell us.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We're going to get into it.
We're going to get into Call of Duty by Dutch Ruger.
Let's get it. Lunchroom Radio, Dutch Ruger, Call of Duty.
Damn.
Gang. Suit it up, nigga. Boosters lace, nigga. Y'all know what time it is. Load them chops, that's right. Yeah. Bitch, I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Clutching on the chopper, I'm the Terminator.
Hey, Terminator.
Since you pussy niggas wanna go to war. Well, I'ma sweep this cannon through the war. See what happened with my back up against the wall. Run up on me, I will tell you twice. Your mom didn't tell you it was more than life. We demons in the shadow of the night. Study war tactics, keep my circle tight. Make you see the light, but I'm the portion guy. Watch out, what I'ma do with all this ammunition. Banana holding for that monkey business. Don't play with niggas on my mother's children. They see the living, it's a father, homie. Don't work that niggas out here plotting on me. Ignore the fact I keep the rocket on me. Your bitch on favorite pose inside emergency. Mind ready, bitch late, let's get it. No back and forth, we get straight to the business. No remorse or no feeling. Youngin' on with the drilling. Don't mess up these feelings. What's the body count? Keep a score with the killing. You better stay and do some babysitting. I'm not the toughest or the biggest, but I'ma tell you ugly with the drilling. Move as ghosts. They don't even know what hit them. We pull I'm with all that. Cold bust like the New York class. Send the rocket where you lying at. A war god, I'm a maniac. Gang. Bitch, I feel like on a Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue too.
I forgot to, man. But shout out to Dutch Ruger, man. You always killing the game, man.
Always
killing the game, man. Oh, it's called Gangland.
Gangland, yep.
It's called Gangland. Sorry about that, Dutch. Gangland is out. Go check that out, man. Lunchroom Radio, man. Talked about the Papoose in 50 Cent beef, Drake's new album. Doing terrific. Shout out to that. Hot dog slushy. Don't forget to try that this summer, y'all. Bring that to the barbecue. See who all wants to have some. It's gonna be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all subscribe, and make sure y'all hit that notification bell to stay tuned in with the Lunchroom, myself, Screw Boy, and the homie Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
We do this every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call us at 657-383-1105. Press 1 to talk to the crew. You know what to do. Want to listen in? Listen in. You want to Facebook Live? Facebook Live. Our next show will only be Facebook Live for those that tune into the live, or excuse me, for those that call into the station. We are a transition platform, so we will be on Facebook Live. So we'll be taking people's calls live. We'll be just adding you into our live. You know you won't. We'll be FaceTiming each other, talking live, and going live stream like that, having a good time with the Lunchroom,
mm-hmm.
of course. But yeah, man, we got dope topics to keep talking about, man. Glad y'all tuning in. Glad y'all interviewing us. I mean, interested with us. Freaking out right now, y'all. But let's get into a song, Eddie. I don't know. Got some dope interviews coming up.
We don't get into this.
He makes it here on time, you dig?
We don't get into the scoop.
You're gonna get
this Wasteland.
Alright. This is another single off my project, Wasteland. Produced by my homie Derek Branch. Y'all know who that is. Look him up. He got some dope music, dope videos. It's Dead
dope.
Gang. It's Dead Gang. We do all our own shit. Y'all know what it is, man. We working. Wasteland, Lunch Radio. Scooter!
Yeah, Grammys got me my cup, it's a wasteland. Came in with your man, but you gon' change plans. Rockstar life, all I know is one night stand. Bible and pins, it's on my nightstand.
Bill, cups, drink, more. Fuck, hoes, want more. Get cash, stack it up. When they see you shining, all the hoes wanna fool.
I see them scheming,
yeah.
I know that they watching, I know that they plotting. She know I got it. If she fuck up, I give him a profit. She's stopping. I'm high as a cop. On a check, you're like, I'm like a rocket. You are like hardest. No disregarding it. Shit is rewarded. Crumbling like Joker.
Yeah.
Life is a game. You put it like poker. No Pokemon. Your girl is so poker. Go 45, but sucked in the hole.
Yeah.
I'm just the nigga you wanna be. Third away, so I got the recipe. Cross me, your life is in jeopardy. Middle finger to the deputy. Skirting that dash.
Yeah.
Breaking it down. Get one and a half. You do the math. Stretch it like cash. My army's like mash. We blew it like jazz. You hit with a tuba. Clipping that bitch as long as a ruler. I'm a medulla. I'm a god. Red. Grammys got me, my cup is a waste.
heads to that. I'm like, I thought it was going to be a charge. All right. We hear that. All right. Yeah, so you jump, all right, we hear that.
Yeah, most that tempo is changing, man. So I'm trying to make that music. I had everybody moving the whole time. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody standing still, man. You already know what it is. Check the album out. Reboot. Wasteland. Shout out. Lunch right there. You already know what it is, man.
Like I said, if you have a PS4, you ain't got no reason not to, because Spotify is free on there, and all you got to do is hit the middle button and play it while you're playing the game.
I mean, I'm not asking nobody to buy it, but if you buy it, thank you. Thank you for buying my album. Anybody that supports my music, thank you. But just to listen, the era we're in right now is like, listen is more important than me asking you for your money right now. I'd just rather have you check out the music and give me the feedback, whether you like it and love it, hate it, and you want to just burn it. I don't care. Just let me know what you feel about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
I just want feedback. Mm-hmm. We got some new releases that came out. My album came out. Drake's album came out. July 6th, Legends of the Summer, Meek Mill came out.
Yeah.
What you think of that?
Look here. I was just going, and
a lot of people hate them, though.
Hey, okay, because it's only four songs.
So?
For the past, like, year or two, Meek Mill came out with like four EPs just like that.
Yeah,
so why is everybody talking about this one? I was very confused. But
let's more understand that anyway. So shout out to Meek Mill for that. You know what he's doing, man.
Everybody can't be Drake and come out with a gang of 29 tracks or two double discs. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody don't got 12 writers.
Dude, what
shout out Jizzy, man. Shout out Jizzy.
But
it's not about that. It's about breaking records and getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
In my Jizzy voice.
But the Meek Mill, I was watching All Eyes on Me, and how his whole everything was, how Pox was. I kept saying, like, yo, that's Meek Mill, low-key, man.
Yeah,
nobody don't see that, like, how Pac used to rap and his whole mannerism. Like, bro, that's the only person I can, like, compare, like, how his rapping and everything is.
Yeah.
Pac used to rap, like, the mic was way across the street. But I when I say it's real rap, if you like real rap, check that out, y'all.
Yeah, no doubt.
What else came out?
Beast Mode 2 by Future, man. What you think about that? You check it out yet?
Yeah, let's just say we was having me and a lot of producers on my, we was having a discussion.
Yeah.
Because I said Beethoven's beats they all sound the same. And I said compared to TM88, Southside, and like the 808 Mafia.
But you know, like.
Same thing with DJ Mustard, though.
But it's like, you can say that about any producer that specifically produced a sound for a specific artist.
True.
We break it down for you. Ray Shrimmer and Mike Will Made It.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're listening to that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lex Luger and Rock.
Sunny Digital and Future.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're listening to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Beethoven and Gucci. You know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Metro Boomin. He uses tags and all this, but you know for sure, as soon as it starts, you're going to hear the Metro Boomin.
Even if you just start a song at the chorus, you still get that. You still know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
They have a specific sound. You feel me?
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
But, man, there's only so many sounds you can create and so many patterns you can go with, bro. So when a person says, oh, producer is, that shit sound the same. I mean, this thing has a sound. This is the sound that he's running with. He can only elevate it, but you can only do so much.
That is very true. But it's a big difference between, because I checked the Beast Mode 2 out, and I'm just like, come on, Future.
Like you heard it before, huh?
Yeah, I feel like I heard it before.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And it
true.
Wasn't no, like, heavy-hitting bangers. Let's just say it wasn't what I expected from everything he's been putting out.
But you know what Future's doing? Clearing that contract.
Oh, that's probably, he's just releasing whatever.
Come on,
bro.
He's clearing that contract. He owed this nigga 10 M's, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah? That's real.
Yo, Rocco 10 M's, bro.
Oh, yeah. Rocco did win that lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
5 albums, bro. Oh. 5. He's only on number, what, 3 or 4?
And you know what's fucked up about that? That's his cousin.
Man.
You gotta be careful.
But it ain't about being careful, nigga. This nigga put him in a position that he don't want to pay the nigga, man.
Who, Rocco?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the whole story. That's what I'm saying. That's fucked up that, you know what I'm saying? You got to do all this. I'm on Rocco's side. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I said, that's what's fucked up. This is your cousin. You got to do all this to your cousin. Your cousin owe you $10 million. And you know he going to make it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's messed up with his family right here. Like, how is Thanksgiving with that? Now, y'all hush up now and eat the food.
I just paid for all this shit. Nigga, you ain't
getting
the plate until I get my money.
And you got the aunties and shit. Nah, we ain't gonna do this here,
like
y'all.
Like I said, you ain't eating the plate until I get my shit.
You got your mamas and aunties fighting. Well, that's my son. Well, your son on my son. A whole bunch of mess.
Oh, man. Man, son of rap. Son of G-Rap, excuse me. Son of G-Rap, Cool G, and 30X Special came out with an album.
Cool G-Rap, baby.
It came back, dropping something.
The only thing I really remember him, of course, he's a legend. You know,
yeah,
old school rapper. Thing I really remember him for is Green Stephens put him out in that book a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Say he used to...
uppercut.
He used to hit her with the...
Bing, bang, boom, bing, bang, bang, we got on July 3rd, Rich Forever 4, Rich the Kid, Fabulous Day, and Jay Critch.
I'm going to check that out today. I want to because I like Famous Dex, but I don't like Rich the Kid.
Famous Dex be going crazy.
Yeah, he be going crazy.
Rolling Papers 2, Wiz Khalifa's coming out July 13th as well, y'all.
Cool.
Wiz,
he never rubbed me the wrong way. He never did anything to be like, man, this lame. This, you know what I'm saying? He's just always been that cool cat. He always been that cool cat.
But yeah, man, we're going to talk about some current events and some more gossip in a second. We're going to get into a song. Look at this. Something local, Eddie.
Something local, yeah. Shout out to all the local artists.
Shout out to all the local artists. Make sure y'all send us your music at submitthelunchroom@gmail.com. You dig? Submitthelunchroom@gmail.com.
We're going to get into this Back Page by Hezekiah Wilson.
Let's get it. Back Page by Hezekiah Wilson. Lunch Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, you nasty. Why
you looking back? I'm doing damage. Whoa.
I know you want it,
girl. You can have it if you can manage.
Sweet place with your friend, girl.
Tap out, tap it.
Get
tucked in it to you.
Tell you what I'ma do. Take care while I'm hitting you.
I'ma get it, girl. You need fucking with an OG. Hennessy, she getting close to me. Like a movie scene to the third degree. A star I be when she looking up. Her face down, her ass up. I'm boss up. She's not blind on what they want. Bitch, I'm supposed to blunt. They ain't lining up to get their pussy pumped. You now be with these foreign freaks. I've been a beast, I command the sheet. She buying slow, man, I clutch her throat. Bitch, I pull her close, such a dire blow. Our time is slow, this a new road. With a show, foes, that trail shit. I treat like G, I put them to sleep.
Lanes can't call and you lame. You had it and you lost it, all the shine.
All the
I can buy a Bentley, don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never helped your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the fucking bar. Look in the sky, I'm a fucking star. I don't fall in love cause I be loving hard. Do everything like my shirt, it's a large. I don't care, I crush a ghost. Got two
if you ask why, cause the white folks don't.
Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low buy. Big bank, tight, low buy.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, go yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of hoes like Santa. Threw a birthday party in a phantom. Big shit like a dinosaur did it. And you know titties shining like acrylic. Yeah, I sold dope and had cornrows. I can see you nigga hang with the door closed. Now I'm looking for a glove with a sparkle on it. And my CBD got chocolate on it. Big bank take small ass shit. Bank account on some tall ass shit. Attitude on some fuck you too. Bank roll on what it do, boo. Meet me at the roulette vibe. And if I ain't did it yet, I'll try.
Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Big bank, tight, low bank.
She said, what you gon' do if I leave? I said, bitch, I'ma do me. B.I.G., bitch, everything zoomed in. Big bag on me looking like I'm moving in. Got my foot in the door and we still here. I'm a first generation millionaire. I broke the curse of my family not having shit. I'm passionate like girls that's after more than just cash and dick. Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the pack and shit. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable healthcare. Or going to wealth from welfare. I turn my W's to M's, yeah, I flip those. I might buy a red bottoms with the crib. Though 3 points that'll pay your whole semester, but you gotta ride it better than a Tesla.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need a sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy.
Back again, back to back, made back, stack the M. Told him I miss Slim Shady, back the M. Once he go black, he'll be.
Yo, yo, yo.
We back, we back. That was Ezekiel with Backpage, and that was Big Bank Tech, Lil Bank. Who's on that track?
YG, 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lunchroom Radio, man. We finna get back into the gossip, man. Tiger is back.
Man, he is, though.
Tiger is back.
Bro, that Tay song I've been hearing literally everywhere.
Ooh, yeah.
That's everywhere, bro. That song everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That song go hard. Hey, he was going crazy, man. Iggy Azalea is back.
Bigger. Yeah, she looks bad as hell now.
She's about to flush in the mouth right now.
Okay.
She look like, but she sound like Nicki Minaj. She look like Nicki. She look like Nicki.
That's cool with me. Sure, you would. She know how to move it more than Nicki.
Oh, hers looks more real than Nicki.
Yeah.
I think hers is like just fat transfusion probably.
Yeah, it looked like it stink though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you look at it, stink.
No, like she looked like she looked good, but she looked like, you know.
Dinosaur, man.
She looked like she'll stink. You know what? Once you get down to it, you're like, oh no, I don't like that.
Back. But it's dope though. It's dope to see Tiger and Iggy come back.
Mm-hmm.
They come back
at the
hard.
Same time.
They come back hard though. Right?
They were somewhere like, hey, look here. I'm tired of being in the background.
Right.
You know what? You know what? We're gonna do this. Yeah.
Right. Luke Cage season 2.
Hey, you know me. I've been on it.
I think it was boring.
Your man Bushmaster.
Bro.
A little bit, because everybody, the whole hood knows Luke Cage now, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was a snooze fest because I feel like it was too much story, not enough action.
I can feel that.
I don't watch like Luke Cage to watch Luke Cage and his girlfriend get into an argument. He punched the wall and all that crazy. I want to see that. I go up the street to the home crib and watch him and his
girlfriend. But he's going to go to jail, Luke Cage, ain't
you must not remember they put that nigga in jail.
Yeah, they did.
They don't care how much superpowers Luke Cage got, they put his ass right back in jail.
They did. Oh.
That doesn't even matter.
We should get into a new send-off.
All right, let's get it, man.
Get into that Geeky Free. I need a Geeky Free. It's right up there.
Oh, Hold on, bro. I need to get you free. I need to get you free.
Oh, shout out to man King Billy. Man came through the pot luck. Got himself a beat.
I need a geeky free. A woman that's only go geeky for me. She crazy but know how to treat a beast. Never precisely what I plan to be. Diamond in the rough, but you won't see a dirt. See in the background, putting it work. While I'm on stage and I'm going berserk. Intellectual conversation leads to love making. Like I need a geeky free. 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 A woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. And when she done working, she at home twerking. Like
I need a meter read. Why? Cause it's past my time to give me a geeky free. Jumping at the chance to have somebody that receiving me. Finally understand me completely. I know she needed me. I ain't seen the way that she thinks and move, and I'm in love unbelievably. Yelling it, I would not hide it in secrecy. 4 hours in the max, she just got my knees weakening. Hold on, wait though. Square with a pot knowing, but she got cake though. Her head's mind blowing in many ways though, and it's evident. This one is full of intelligence. Hold me back. Once I get, I won't know how to act. Her books in her bags on her back. That's sitting on that ass, I just had to grab. Wait, the bags, of course, I mean. When she steps on the scene, it's hell to queen. And nobody can compete, cause nobody can compare to her. And if you're simple and slow, then do not approach, cause you probably end up scared of her. Look, I'm ornament everywhere, trying to get you very, 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 very aware. And I don't care if you're a mirror in the air, or even if you genuinely care. If you don't got it, you don't got it, you can't take it mentally there. Let alone spiritually, chemistry, something real, you can't fake it, just has to be there. And I'm sorry, it don't have to be fair, that's life again. Here she go right now, calling me, wanting me to spend the night again. Wanting me to hold it tight again. And I want this every night, even if only for one night again. I need it. I need a geeky free. A woman that's only go geek for me. She crazy but know how to treat a beast. Never precisely what I plan to be. Diamond in the rough but you won't see a dirt. See in the background putting it work. While I'm on stage and I'm going berserk. Intellectual conversation leads to love making. Like I need a geeky free. 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 A woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Then when she done working, she at home twerking like
I need a geeky free. Look, Sadi said that she want every piece of me. If I'm outside, then I got the heat with me. Come to your block and fuck up your scenery. Shorty come home after work. Where is she moving though? She go to church. I'm out here planets, I'm rolling this earth. Grinding till I get a mansion. Nigga ain't your hand. Really thinking it's who's your sweet. To the mice at the top of your head like a Christmas tree. When I make it, all my niggas on it. The rest might as well get TVs and remember me. I ain't fodular, nigga. Hey.
I get so high. I'm so high. I get so high. I'm so
up on my level, I feel like a spaceship up high in the air. Smoking on cause while I'm counting the narrow. Jump up on all eyes and close, they call me Del Devil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a rich dog, touching all over your bitch, dog. I think that you was a bitch, dog. Smoked and passed out in this bitch, dog. I know I got people pissed off, but I don't really be caring. I'm a Detroit baby, swear I be swearing. Roll up some cuss, swear it got me feeling real good. Nigga try and test me cause I wish you would. Not niggas off the crib, version of shoes. Smoke trees, smoke me up a backwood. Fuck on your bitch, I'll give it a wood. She say she love it, she make it feel good. She say she love it, I make it feel good. Yeah, yeah. She say she love it, I make it feel good.
Oh.
the cats be dope. I be puffing strong, stuffing cones to the dome. What you puffing on? If it's swag, leave that huff alone. I'm at the cannabis cup, boy, I'm gone. I'm really trying to find a grower, though, to touch my home. Turn my clean house to a greenhouse of strong. And turn my living room to a nursery full of clones. Terminating, and then I'm planting seeds till they grow. Cleaning bad boy for THC, I'm puffy cone. I talk greasy cause I feel so fried. On my own in the zone cause I get so high.
Get right to it, I strike the blunt straight off the flow.
Yeah, straight off the flow.
I don't even rap it, just know it's a rapper, too late when I smoke.
I don't even pass.
Forget all the people who said they was there, now I'm up and I go.
Up and I go.
QB when I played in field, Kaepernick, so I just ordered a boat.
Take a light up with me, let me be mellow. She light up, play out green, let me be mellow.
Mellow.
She argues about who got the next relo. Girl, I'm smoking big O's, kinda like Halo.
Every day, water and Jesse get paid. Dirt on my Nike,
okay.
Like I'm addicted to a color, what did she say?
I smoke green every day.
Like I'ma listen to Nate, what did he say?
I smoke tree every day. Yeah, I get so high, I hit him, tell him bye.
I smoke the woods, drive to Las Vegas. Me, nigga, I'm smoking vibes. Hot box and box Chevy. No one got the red in my eyes. I need my pension and my mule around my girl, so I'm playing cool. I got the pack like I'm in school. No squares, no pedals.